Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
11:03 on WTOP, Monday morning, the 11th of January. Cloudy skies, 39 degrees. We're heading to the mid-40s. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Deborah Feinstein. Here are the top local stories we're following for you this hour. We are hearing from D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser this morning about the city's extensive preparations for the upcoming inauguration in the wake of the deadly Capitol riots. Mayor Bowser is asking Americans not to come to the district on January 20th and to instead participate virtually.
Over the weekend, we continued our planning. I sent a letter yesterday requesting that the president declare a pre-emergency disaster for the District of Columbia. D.C. requested and was granted this designation in 2009.
The mayor's asking DHS to extend the so-called special security event period, and she wants the Department of Homeland Security to create a security and federal force deployment plan.
The mayor is also asking Interior Secretary David Bernhard to deny all public gathering permits on federal land in the district ahead of the inauguration.
Mayor Bowser's request comes after last week's deadly siege on Capitol Hill. National Park Service records show 5 permits totaling north of 10,000 expected participants to be processing. Applicants include free speech demonstrators, pro-Trump activists, and Black Americans marching for reparations. 2 additional permits have already been issued, one for a religious group of 15 expected people in front of the National History Museum through the 21st, and another for a Sundays-only gathering of 5 dozen Falun Gong followers at the Washington Monument. Matt Small, WTOP News.
Another U.S. Capitol police officer who defended the House and Senate from pro-Trump rioters last week has died. Howard